There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 at 5 coming up in just about 15 minutes here. We'll also get into the little giveaway coming up as well. But we're talking about this this Cavs team. So you notice my hypocrisy. If we talk about the immediate expectations, do not want them, keep them away. This is casual. This is fun. This is late night booty calls. It's HIQI. That's where I am. You want to talk about 5 years from now? I'm down to clown when it comes to, hey, can we catch LeBron?
You lost me at late night booty calls. What was it? HIQI?
Hit it, quit it.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right. Ask a question, get an answer, guys.
I saw the look on your face. I didn't want to give
you
the answer.
You see me doing it in my hat. I'm like, where's it going there? I only know HOTTOGO. Okay, so anyway, I think what we've come up with here, though, is kind of hard because I wanted to come into this going to bat for this team, and ultimately, you just can't climb the mountain that is LeBron James. It's just not going to work.
Well, I mean, I think there's a difference between climbing out of LeBron's shadow and actually being remembered. Like, LeBron right now is eclipsing all other Cavaliers basketball. I think the advantage that the Cavs have is they're post-LeBron. These Cavs is their post-LeBron.
I think we're just going to end up looking at this as if LeBron almost didn't even play for the Cavs. It's its whole other entity, you know? Like, that whole timeline of LeBron was its own different thing. It's like the LeBron section and then the everyone else section.
So it's
the Old and the New Testament and the Bible, okay?
I was actually thinking Old and New Browns.
Basically,
like, it's a completely different team.
It's like, like that whole section just gets, okay, he's over here. We can't reach that. We can't attain that. And then here's that. And it might end up being what we get.
216-474-0092. Brad in a car. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
All right, two things real quick for you. First, I think this team, I think we have a superstar here that makes it a lot more exciting to root for, I guess, than LeBron in the last couple of years. Maybe it's
Kenny
just me
Atkinson.
And my. But yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, no. I think Spida is much better for the fan base. I feel like LeBron really liked to hold it over our heads every year with the contract and I'm going dark in the playoffs and I'm not going to be on social media. This guy he's here and he wants to be here, and I think that's a special feeling. I mean, he doesn't seem to play the same game. The other thing is you're saying, can this team be remembered more than LeBron's team? Well, what if they were to win two titles? Let's just throw that out there. You don't think that would eclipse LeBron? Like, people would look at that and go, wow, this team was better than that team. They won two titles as opposed to LeBron, who only got one in the 4 or 5 times they went to the finals.
I think the circumstance matters there. I will say, anyone wins two titles, we'll just do the straight-up ring chasing. But let's play this out. Let's say this Cavs team makes 4 Eastern Conference Finals and maybe 1 NBA Finals but doesn't win a ring. Are you 15 years from now going to say this team, are you going to feel like that was better or more enjoyable than the LeBron run?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably wouldn't think it was more enjoyable. You're right, because you were in the finals and you were like the center of attention for 4 or 5 straight years, which was great. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. It just felt at the end like the last 2 years, like they won the title in 16, and I don't know how you guys felt, but when 17 came around and, you know, they were done and they didn't win and he was, you know, he's going to leave. Is he going to come back? I was just like, you know what? We won our title. You did what you said you were going to do. We're happy. You're happy. Just go. Like, I'd had enough. I mean, does that make sense too? Like,
yeah.
The carousel that is LeBron.
It does. I don't necessarily remember it in 2017. And I thank you for the call, Brad.
No, but I do. I agree with him with 2018. It did kind of felt. It got to a point where it kind of felt like it was almost a conclusion.
Yeah, but do you know why it felt like that? Because the Cavs had screwed up. Like we couldn't argue anymore. One, the LeBron thing was exhausting. Because it was all the time, all encompassing.
Oh, and the season also didn't start till the finals.
Yeah, and so
it wasn't nearly as earned as I feel like. If this team made a real run, I feel like it'd feel way more earned in some way.
Why?
Just because it just felt so easy for LeBron. It just didn't feel like it was hard. And it felt like in many ways, and I can't blame LeBron for this. This was not LeBron's problem, but in the East, in the time that LeBron was going through when he was making his finals, everyone was going away. They were all going to the West. They were avoiding LeBron with good reason. Mm-hmm. And then I think part of the reason why LeBron ended up saying, I'm going to go to Los Angeles, hey, I want to make Space Jam and do all those other things. But he saw the East that was going to start to build up and get a little bit tougher. And guys like Giannis and those type of players, it was going to be a harder stretch for him. LeBron's always done a really good job of being away from where all the commotion is. Except in this Los Angeles time, where now he's taking on a lot of these teams head on, and you're seeing some of the results.
Yeah, I mean, was LeBron good from being away from the commotion, or was the commotion good from being away from LeBron?
Yeah, no, it worked both ways. Yeah. Like, a lot of people ran away from LeBron, and no doubt that was a big part of it.
But I do think it's interesting, like, this is where I think this is a trickier question.
We didn't talk about what side of the bracket did you end up on with LeBron.
Well, but I think this is the tricky part of the question is, right now, we're still in the love bubble with this Cavs team. The expectations are going to come, and this team, there's a chance if your expectations are in the next 3 years, they win an NBA Finals, or into the Eastern Conference Finals 2 of the 3 years, there's a chance they don't fulfill those expectations.
For sure.
Teams like this come around all the time. It was those Boston Celtics. It was Budenholzer's Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, the good, just not memorable in any sort of way.
Or really, really good, and if not for that other team, like even LeBron's Cavs team have a little bit of that. If not for that Golden State Warriors team, specifically the Durant iteration of that, you probably have at least one more title, and maybe the fatigue of those last 2 years isn't the same. Maybe Kyrie never leaves if you get that title in 2017.
I mean, Josh Allen's whole existence is that right there.
Yeah.
What if Patrick Mahomes never existed?
Well, but I think what's interesting is so Buffalo Bills fans still celebrate the 4 Super Bowl losses. I think societally we have changed since that time, and I think it's so much harsher, revisionist, retrospectively, if you don't win a championship now. Because ring culture is just so pervasive and so unforgiving. And so we're not there yet with this Cavs team.
Think about how we look at the Cavs team with LeBron, if LeBron had never got it done in 2016.
No, so I think we'll eventually get there with this team. It's so weird how fans have started to hate their teams for simply not being the absolute best in their sport on any given year.
Which, depending what sport you play, is either a 1 in 30 or 1 in 32 shot. It's incredibly hard.
Well, it's kind of the Guardians conversation all over again of, I don't want to be top 4. I want to be top 1 of 1. And it's like, that's hard to do for a small market team. 216-474-0092. Real quick here. We're going to get to Frank. Frank, we got 30 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Okay, man, I just wanted to say this, man. I feel like this team now is better than the team LeBron done won with.
I think you're wrong.
I like how Frank didn't need 30 seconds there. It was 10 seconds. I think you're wrong.
Nelson saying, love you, boys, but I think making the comparison, you're cheapening this iteration of the Cavs team. Why can't the LeBron era just stand on its own? That was a great time in memory for us, but it's now in the past. Probably because this is what we do, and I'm not talking about this is what we do. Is it like this is how sports is spoken about.
We talk about it this way.
Like, this is like,
we compare things.
For instance, LeBron's first run, there were a couple years where it was, well, can he ever catch the blue and orange? Can he ever catch the miracle at Ridgefield? And then he blew past that. Like, I hear what you're saying, and I'll be honest, as we're doing it, I'm like, well, I just want to enjoy this right now. I get back to my own selfish want on this. But this team does have to, this team, I don't know any team in Cleveland can reset the bar for what LeBron has set. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry, any Cavs team can reset the bar. But man, you got to come close. I really do, for this thing to be, for us to feel about this thing 15 years from now, the way we feel about it right now. The 5 at 5, next on 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.